Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're doing math at home, Chicago Bears lost to the Arizona Cardinals 29-9. Washington beat the Arizona Cardinals 42-14. That's on top of the head-to-head victory Washington had against the Bears. So if you need that information, use it as you wish. Joining us now is our friend, Mr. Mark Rippon. Rip, what's up, dude? How are you?
JP, Mitch, good morning. How's it going there? Well, it's afternoon. You're where you're at, isn't it?
It's good, man. It's a weird time of the year, Mark. It's going to start getting dark around 5 o'clock, and I don't like this time of the year, bro.
Because you can't play golf.
Yeah. Can't play golf, and I get tired real quick when it gets dark.
Yeah, you can't sneak out and get 9 holes in after work, can you?
Nope.
Hey, Rip, this team is 7-2, and some of these numbers they're piling up are starting to get back to when this team was really, really good. When you were playing, winning Super Bowls, B was playing. What do you make of Washington's start this season? How much have you been enjoying watching it?
Well, I didn't get to see them this week. Obviously, you know, the week before that, the Hail Mary was talked about throughout the world, never mind just here in Washington. But when you look at what they're doing, and you know, speak specifically on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, they're first in the NFL. I mean, they average 42 yards per possession. That's incredible. That means they're keeping their defense fresh. They're doing things. Jaden's playing at an unbelievable efficiency. And to do it this past week, you know, without his two main guns, Zach Ertz and Terry McLaurin, they caught 3 balls. I mean, 2 big balls for Terry for touchdowns were incredible. But, you know, they're doing it with other guys. Ryan Robinson was hurt. Chris Rodriguez came in and did an incredible job spelling him. We all know the versatility of Austin Eckler and what he means to this team. And so I think there's just a great chemistry that they have on the offensive side. And it's actually doing some wonders for the defense too. It's keeping them fresh, and I think the defense is playing at a very high level now, along with the offense, and obviously special teams has been one of their strengths, you know, over the years. And so it's been fun to watch and to do it. You know, Noah Brown got in the mix, a local kid there, Olamide Zaccheaus got a couple big catches, you know, and so they're doing it with players that you maybe think weren't going to be a big part of this team this year are filling in roles and making plays and doing things kind of like, you know, when we had guys go down, we had others to come in and ready to play. And that's what you want in a football team.
I think so. The efficiency that they're playing with, being able to run the ball and pass the ball, it keeps the defense completely off balance.
100%, Mitch. And that's one of those, what was our main strength was being able to run the football, and doing so, you're getting safeties up on the line of scrimmage and making big plays in the passing game. And, you know, Jaden would prefer to sit back in the pocket and make throws, but, you know, he's also incredibly gifted escapability and making plays with his legs too. And it's just been fun to watch him play. I mean, and anyone that knows anything about, football can see the level of command that he has, the maturity that he has for such a young guy. I mean, I wish I had those goggles or whatever that I could have seen things differently, you know, that he's used, and just playing an amazing level and fun to watch.
Now, obviously, he is a part of the run game, which kind of makes it a little different. But, like, when you were playing quarterback and you knew how effective the offensive line and the run game were for your offense, how much does that free you up as a passer and just as a cog in the machine?
I just think teams have a difficulty game planning this Commanders team as they did with us. I mean, we're fortunate, and Brian will tell you, we had an extra 5 seconds on the play clock. So, you know, we could do shifts and jumps and motions and all these pops and all the things that we did. And what it enabled defenses to basically do is go very generic. And I think that's kind of what you have to do, because you're fearful of bringing the house and playing zero coverage against this team, because you know that Terry is going to go up and against anyone and make a play. And and also Zach Ertz. And I mean, you got guys that are the playmakers now that are, you got to be very, very generic. And being generic, it gives you an opportunity to run the ball. So you're not putting a lot of guys in the box. You're not coming up there, creeping up the line of scrimmage and bringing the house, you know? So you got to be able to be very, game plan this team and also keep, Jaden in the pocket. But it doesn't matter. I mean, he's in the pocket. He's just as good, if not better, than anyone in the league right now from there.
You know, I always felt like when you can go out there and you make people have to worry about you, I don't care if it's offense or defense, if people are reacting to what you're doing, you got the advantage. And I think their offense right now has a full advantage over all these other defenses.
Not only reacting, I think they're dictating what they're doing. Yeah, and I think that's the key element, Mitch. And so it's been fun to watch. I mean, gosh, I mean, the team's punted maybe 10% of their drives throughout the year, which is incredible. I mean, Trey, and we've got one of the best kickers in football, but, you know, let's not use them if we don't have to, so why not? And so it's been pretty cool. I know that, that environment there has changed. You know, you can see the excitement, and Josh at the end of the game, knowing that Dan's from up in the Jersey area, giving him a game ball, and just the reaction by the players, they can see that, they got a core of guys that are leading this team that they feel great about, and then the guys on the field doing what they're doing and getting more comfortable with each other each and every day just makes a world of difference in that city. And you can see the enthusiasm, I think, in the city at the people didn't leave the game last week because they know what this is. They're not going to leave the games anymore with what this young kid can do. I mean, that was in itself one of the neatest things when that Hail Mary was, brought this team maybe even closer. The excitement that they had was real. The fan base is starting to come back, and Josh and his group are leading that charge. And it's just it's good to see that.
Did you ever hit a Hail Mary in your playing career?
Nope, never did. I'm trying to think even back in college. I did once in high school, but I think it was basically I scrambled and people. For one, they didn't even know I could get outside the pocket. And threw one down. A guy was way down far enough where I think the defender said he's not going to be able to throw it that far, and I did. But it's pretty surreal, and I think it's definitely what he did to enable that throw is he bought time, and even Jim Nance and Tony Romo were like, oh, he's way back. He's buying more time. Oh, he's stepping into it. You know, he just kind of said that something was going to happen. And obviously, the best part of that, unfortunately for that poor kid, was he was taunting the fan was the one that actually tipped the ball to Noah, which, I feel bad for the kid because he's a good football player, but you got to be in the moment each time, and that'll be a learning lesson for him, and also for our guys to know that, hey, we can do that too. You know, we got guys that go up there, tip it, and get it to us in a crucial situation.
13 seconds. He scrambled around before he let that ball go.
That was crazy. That's just the athleticism he has. And, other thing, too, is I think there's going to be a lot of teams now that are going to send probably six in that situation next time. And so you got to be able to do some hook and ladders because they're not going to let him do that and give you at least a chance to throw it that far. You throw a blitz break off and guys will tackle you and that's it. I mean, but you bring more than you can block. They're probably going to get to him, but not. You never know with this guy. He's capable, and he's so fun to watch, and he's just a nice kid too, and very, very, very grateful for the guys around him and the opportunity.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. I don't know. talking with Mark Rypien, Super Bowl MVP, of course, back with the Redskins. Mark, have you gotten a chance to like chat or get to know Jaden at all? I know you're on the other side of the country, but I also know you're back frequently, and times are, you know, I'm sure your times are always limited, but I was just curious if you guys have sat down at all.
I got to go through walkthrough 3 weeks ago when we were there for the alumni week and got to say hi. You know, it was just kind of nice to, you know, I didn't get an opportunity to pick his brain because he obviously knows more about football than and I do at this point in time. But I just would love to, you know, have a chance to not sit down with him, just to, you know, to tell him, hey, I just think, one, I'm proud of you for, you know, for the values you bring to this organization. Two, I think your mindset and what you're doing physically on the football field far exceed anything that people are doing now. And just really, truly just proud of, you know, who you are and what you're doing, and continue doing what you're doing. I don't want you to change anything in any way, and I don't think he will, because he's got a very great mindset and expectations of him individually and then the group collectively that it's just great to see come to fruition.
Yeah, Mark, he's very even keel, like I was as a rookie, right?
Oh, Mitch, I tell you what. I don't think there's anyone as even keel as you. Let's put it this way. There's no one like you, bitch.
That, I think the latter statement was definitely true. I don't know about the earlier one.
Oh, boy.
Talking with Mark Rypien in the 1991 season, he threw 28 touchdowns before being named Super Bowl MVP in the Redskins' triumph over the Buffalo Bills in Minneapolis. Mark, as you watch kind of this Commanders team now, what do you think of their offense? What do you think of what Cliff Kingsbury is dialing up and how well it's all going?
Well, I think it's just an incredible belief that they have in Cliff, what he's doing, utilizing different packages, whether it's Austin Ekeler or Brian Robinson or Rodriguez or, you know, Jeremy McNichol, and two tights, three wides, four wides. Everything they're doing is they're believing in what they're doing. And that's the mindset you have to have. And I can recall just going out there on a Wednesday, Mitch, we used to have those Wednesday walkthroughs that put a game plan in, and how efficient, you know, our guys up front were with all the packages and all the different things we had. And you're only as good as the guys up front. And I think that's one of the things that we've just got to keep knocking on wood, that our guys stay healthy up front there. They're doing a heck of a job. You know, I think that is where the game is won and lost. Obviously, you have to have skilled players make plays, but and a great quarterback to when things do break down, that is making plays. So, but when you look at it, they're really buying into what Cliff is bringing to the table. I think he's a great offensive mind. You know, there's several of them in the league. The guy at Detroit's another one, and the guy in Minnesota's another one. There's just so many of those guys that, you know, you get your players to believe in what they're doing, good things can happen, and you're seeing great things happen and people buying into it and doing it on a weekly basis. And there's no one doing it better in the game right now than the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. They are number one in efficiency and drives and 42 yards every time they touch
That's crazy, dude.
Doggone good.
It's crazy. And they're getting contributions from all over the roster, you know, and in some ways that does remind me of the way Joe Gibbs kind of coached his teams. You had studs and Art and Gary and Ricky, but everybody contributed. You know, I think to your 91 team were Ernest and Gerald and Brian. You know, it's when you have the ability offensively to spread it around like that, what does that do for a QB in the pocket, under pressure, knowing, all right, I got to go somewhere with this thing?
Well, he knows right away that, you know, they're doubling up on Terry. You know, they're going to probably, you know, bring someone linebacker or a nickel back on Zach. So there's got to be other guys that are stepping up, and they are having other guys step up and make plays. And it's just, you can't just force a ball into Terry all the time. I mean, he's such a great talent. And he understands that, you know, hey, you got to go elsewhere. You know, it's not going to get probably as many targets until you start making plays elsewhere. Then when you start doing that and freeing him up, oh my goodness, the sky's the limit. Mm. And it's pretty incredible. And I just, you know, I just think the, but yeah, let's talk also defensively. I mean, sure. You know, they got Bobby Wagner that came over and is kind of the leader there and doing a heck of a job. Jeremy Chin is kind of like the Hamilton up in Baltimore,
yeah.
You know, what he's doing, making tackles and making plays and then, you know, key sacks, you know, Dante Fowler making a couple of huge sacks, you know, when they mattered. So it's also contagious.
Yeah.
And I think the defense, who struggled a little bit in the early part of the season, is now playing at a very, very high level. And you put all those factors together, I mean, this is and stay healthy. You know, Mitch, you know, you understand that. It's, you got to stay healthy. You get a key injury somewhere and you know, people are going to, you know, take advantage of that. So you got to stay healthy. And if they do that, I mean, wow, it's going to be a fun. It has been a fun year. Yeah. Let's keep it going. Why not? Right.
Totally. And it's really important that you mention the defense, because there have been times where the defense has bailed the offense out. And when you talk about just how much fun it's been, it feels so different, I think. And I think that's one thing fans enjoy the most. Talking with Mark Rypien here, Redskins legend. Rip, I'm curious just if, because he spent so much time in Seattle and that's your neck of the woods, did you know Dan Quinn at all? I don't know if your paths would cross or what, but...
I didn't, but I've a couple times we had some appearances here, and Richard Sherman and Bobby Wagner came to Spokane and got a chance to pal around with them for a couple nights, and wonderful guy. I think he's got great ethics, and his work ethics and his values to the team are insurmountable, so I think it's pretty good. But, you know, we talked about, you know, Dan building that Legion of Boom back in the day and the success that he had there and in Dallas and you know, even in Atlanta at different times. So he's definitely got an aura about him that I think, you know, you could see why Josh picked him to be the guy. You know, mm-hmm. he's really, really is committed to, you know, what he's doing from a coaching standpoint, off the field, and a family standpoint. And also, he's a huge military guy. He's taken his guys, you know, overseas before, and he's just – finds that camaraderie with players and doing things and building an environment there that I think has been contagious, and it, you could see it week in and week out.
Yeah, he had the Navy SEALs come to him during pre-training camp, and you can look at some of the situations these guys have been put in. I'm sure that mental health work helped them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's different. Jerry Glanville taking his guys to the team of the Mid-Soldier and what he did when he was in Atlanta, but Dan does it in a very private, very group oriented, our guys type philosophy, and it seems to work.
It's crazy, man. There's a very legitimate chance at this point that Washington would play Detroit in the NFC Championship game. Does that give either of you two some nostalgia?
Well, I hope it's in Washington. And then I hope it happens the same way.
Yeah, it doesn't give Detroit a lot of nostalgia, I promise you. No.
I mean, they'll have a little chip on their shoulder for sure, but wouldn't that be an irony situation, and probably good for the league too? You know, have two teams that one that's been up and coming the last two or three years, and then us, you know, to kind of have this resurrection and be on the right path to the days that we were fortunate enough to be a part of, Brian.
Oh yeah.
Well, Rip, I don't want to hold you up. I'm sure that tee time is getting closer and closer.
Oh, he's probably in the turn.
32 degrees and rain in Spokane is not quite the tee time.
Not today.
Out to Arizona, so I'm going to be there this weekend, so it should be fun.
Okay.
All right, Mark. Man, Mark, thank you, bro.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate it.
All right. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, and HTTC.
All right, brother. See, when you get Mark Rypien – dropping HTTC, people are into the winning.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's about. I keep saying it.
Totally. You've been...
The Washington Pink Tulips, you're going to be wearing a pink hat.
You've been dead on about that.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.